Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building all day, every day, man, and we all the way turned up. I want to definitely give a shout-out to our wonderful, wonderful sponsors, OhanaShop.com. Make sure you're following her on Twitter, Gina. Make sure you definitely follow her and checking out the website if you need that icy ice, baby. She got all the diamonds because diamonds are a girl's best friend. Along with that, we also want to shout out Diverse Media Group for all your marketing and media needs. If you want to brand yourself, then you need to hit up Diverse Media Group LLC. Along with that, definitely Capital Customs, providing you a way to start your own brand and brand yourself and be you through your clothing. Yeah, we're definitely live on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Strictly Bump One. We're going to have a hot show tonight. We have the world famous, the legend, the icon, and now minister, Curtis Blow, that's going to be live in the building. He's going to be live in the building, dropping jewels with us. And you know what we're talking about. We always talking about basically, you know, entrepreneurship on Wednesday, talking about entrepreneurship, how to better yourself as a business individual, as an entrepreneur, in whatever facet you're doing. So definitely we're going to be live on the line on with Curtis Blow, and we're also going to have Vinny Idol on at 7 o'clock, one of the hottest producers right now that's getting a lot of buzz. Vinny Idol will be live on the line in a few with us on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to have the world famous, I mean, this is the godfather, the father of hip-hop, as we say, the first one to actually get a deal, a major deal, with These Are the Breaks. My man now is a minister and definitely always doing things for his community. Curtis Blow, world famous, the man that paved the way for a lot of people like Grandmaster Flash and Run DMC. He will be live on the line on Lush Radio Online. So what we're going to do is try to go to the lines and see what's happening. Let's go to the lines and see what's going on. We got a caller from the 818 live on Lush Radio Online. Greetings. How are you? Is this the world famous Curtis Blow live on the building?
Yes, yes. What's up?
What's up with you, Curtis?
All right, all right.
I got to go ahead and give you a Lush Radio welcome right there, Curtis.
Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Right on.
First and foremost, Curtis, I just want to say that I'm sweating like bullets because you don't know how much this is an honor for us to have you on the show right now, Curtis. Seriously.
Well, thank you for the intro, you know, and to God be the glory. Thank you, lady.
That's what it is. And definitely want to thank Cookie NYC definitely for providing us with this interview, program director on Lush Radio Online. Curtis, do you have any shout-outs or anything that you want to do before we get into it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a shout-out to Furious Five. Those are my brothers in crime. You know, we get ready to go out on tour tomorrow to the U.K., do about 10 shows out there and come back and do about 30 shows in America. We're rolling around, two groups together combined, so it's a beautiful thing. You can holler at us for bookings at www.furious5.co.uk. And I got a shout-out going out to my son, Curtis Blow Jr., making his mix CD. He's got a meeting right now with a major label, the biggest meeting of his life. So
wow.
Let's pray for him. And my youngest, Mikey, Michael Stephen Walker, man, incredible kid. He's in the academic decathlon. They're
wow.
They're going to the nationals. They just won the state over here in California. So they represent Cali and the nationals, and they are favorite to win it all. They're ranked number one in the nation. Academic decathlon. That's like the Olympics for, you know, schools, for high schools.
Yeah, definitely. I remember those, man, and I still teach during the day in the high school level, so that's wonderful right there, man. I'm definitely proud for your child to be doing something like that, you know, for real. Taking it to the next level. How many people get a chance to get on a decathlon? Seriously. You know, that's an honor.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, he's the first African-American to make the academic decathlon team in his high school. And he's the first to compete. He's the first to compete. He will be the first to win the national championship.
Wow.
First African-American ever.
Wow. We got to go ahead. We got to go ahead and give y'all some class for that one also. That's hot right there. Oh man, and real quick, you know, if you can get us a, give us a quick drop right real quick, just saying that, you know, this is Curtis Blow, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online, real quick.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Curtis Blow. You know me, old school pioneer, hip-hop, all that. Well, check it out. You're checking out Lush Radio Online right now. Let's go.
That's what it is, man. Curtis is live in the building on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to go ahead and bring my beautiful co-host live in the building. I got my girl Ebony representing the Cali area live in the building. Ebony, you live with Curtis Blow. Say what's up.
How you doing, Curtis?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Miss Beautiful? She's the Twitter queen, y'all. I want y'all to know.
I just gotta tell you that, you know, when I was at your show and you were performing, it was just like seeing, you know, the shows that I remember back on television. So you still move, you still got it. So, you know.
Well, thank you.
All right. That's what it is. I got my other co-host hailing from the New Jersey area, Future Guru. Guru, what's up? You got Curtis Blow live on the line.
Yes, Jersey in the building. Shout out to Curtis Blow, man. I pay homage, and I suggest everybody just pay homage today. Call in, get a pen and pad, and recognize, man. Just shout out to Jersey and Lush Radio for putting this together, and Cookie, everybody, and Ebony. You know, it's a beautiful moment in our journey. So, Curtis Blow's been following me, y'all, so don't even get that twisted. Yeah, I appreciate you following me. I know you're on Twitter strong with it, so I just want to pay homage, man. These are the breaks, y'all. We're going to get into Alaska. These are the breaks. These are the breaks, man. I'm just saying, man. Respect due right here. And shout out to your son if he's still doing the hip hop, man. I already saw a few videos of your son, man, and you know, everything like that, man.
Yes, sir.
I already saw all that. Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. Keeping that
all right.
That spirit alive. That's what it's all about, the essence.
Definitely.
No doubt.
We definitely got to, you know, arrange a day to get your son on here, too. You know what I'm saying? Talk about his music one day.
He's got a couple of hits out right now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's blowing up the chart right now. Yeah. He's got a song out called I Do It. Y'all check it out. Just go to blowjr.com. www.blowjr.com.
That's what's
Blow
up.
Blowjr. All right.
Go ahead and support that. So Curtis, you know, let's start off with this. Like we said, we're honored to have you on the show. You actually went to City College in New York, you know, to study vocal performance in 1976. So you actually went for vocal training and everything like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that was my thing. I knew that, you know, this thing, hip-hop, was going to be something really special. So I wanted to master everything about it that I could when I was going to college.
Mm-hmm.
And bank on a career in communications, because I just knew that, you know, wow, I'm in college, my first year, what should I major in? You know how that feeling is.
Yeah.
You know? You try to figure out what you want to do. So I was like, well, I love this hip-hop thing. I know that I want to, you know, get out and make records later on and then do movies, but, you know, first I got to get to the first step is, you know, getting on radio and through communication. So I knew that hip-hop, the field of hip-hop, is relative directly to the field of communications, and as rappers, we are communicators, we are orators, we need to study the oratory in order to have, you know, an advantage over everybody else who doesn't study, first of all, and then, you know, just to ensure our success, the success level, your level of your rate of success will increase if you go to college and study a field, you know, that's relative to your dream or what you want to do.
I was telling them what I did Saturday.
Hold on, I'm on the radio.
So that's what it was all about, you know, just you know, keying in on my major, you know, with speech broadcasting, and I knew the different areas or arenas of life that I could go into from that, because it's such a broad field. You know, I could go into journalism or TV broadcasting or film or public speaking, politics. There's preaching and religion, because the greatest speakers of our time, I'm going to tell you, I studied all the greatest orators like JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Barbara Jordan. But the greatest speakers were always the most passionate speakers were reverends and preachers. And that's what we studied. We studied their speeches to find out, you know, the vocal inflections, your delivery, your conciseness, your pitch, your tonality, the art of rhetoric. All of these things go into the oratory and public speaking, and that's where a rapper is. Raps are like speeches. You have your intro, your conclusion, your body, and your conclusion. So, you know, it's really, really special, the relationship between rap and speech.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, just, you know, the thing of just in education, and just from formal to informal education, just studying up and being, you know, informed and prepared for whatever task you're getting into, whether it comes
to
business.
Yeah, we all have to know how to communicate with each other. That's the whole problem. See, in the black community, we speak a certain way. We have our what is known as Ebonics, or our slang, but in the mainstream of life, in the mainstream of the world, you have to know how to speak to people who are not necessarily, you know, in with the Ebonics. So you have to learn English. You know, people don't understand how important English, the English language, is to rap. You know, knowing what a metaphor is, knowing what an analogy is, and knowing how to paraphrase things, and knowing what a meter is, and how to change from your A to B to C meters. And man, it's just incredible. Just writing and English literature, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, just the relationship and how much English is so vital to being a rapper.
Which is true, which is true. And, you know, just converting and projecting, you know, your thoughts and your feelings just to the world. And you definitely were able to do that. And you definitely, like, you know, a lot, I don't know if a lot of people know it, but, you know, you actually were a club DJ before you started. You were a club DJ before you started rapping. And then, you know, you had cool DJ Kurt and changed it to Curtis Blow, you know. And you started getting into the rapping and everything like that. And you were the first to actually, you know, sign a major deal with Mercury Records, man. So could you tell us about that situation and, you know, how you felt and how much of a platform that was for you, taking your music to the next level at that time?
Well, you know, it was a very special time in my life, you know, being born and raised in Harlem, New York, and, you know, having a tough childhood coming up in Harlem in the ghetto and just, you know, trying to survive. Here it is, I get a record deal, and I'm the first rapper ever to sign a record deal and a major record deal. So it was special. It was very, very special. It was 1979. During that time, the Sugar Hill Gang was hot all over the airwaves, and I was in the studio with my producers, Robert Ford and J.B. Moore, and we were doing the Christmas rapping. So, excuse me. So, after we finished the song, my producers took it out to 22 different labels. 22 labels. And only two people liked it out of all 22. The first guy, his name was Corey Robbins. He worked for a record company called Panorama Records. He liked it, but he took it up the flagpole, you know, to his president to try to get the record deal cleared, and they said no. But what happened was Corey Robbins, he quit about 3 months after that. And he formed his own label. He formed his own label called Profile Records, and then 3 years later, he signed Run DMC. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was Corey Robbins. All right, the other guy who liked the record was an English fellow by the name of John Staines. He worked at Mercury Records over in England, in London, and he loved the record. He said, oh, my God, A&R director, so he could sign me. He said, let's sign this kid up. We can recoup this record in 6 months. Let's go. So I got the record. Believe it or not, Christmas rap, it was 31 years ago. 1979, came out December 19th, 1979, and it was an import record. I was a UK artist first.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed it to England, and then my records came back on an import to the United States. So that was the story about Christmas rapping and being the first signed to a major label. And that was big. That was big for hip-hop because, you know, being signed to a major label, it's like, you know, we have major record companies, major offices in every major city around the world. So I was doing the promo. You know, they would fly me everywhere. And I was going to these places like first, you know, because I had the big arm of PolyGram Records. So I was going to places like Brussels and France and Paris, France and Berlin and man, all over London for the first time, the first rapper in these places. So, you know, and when I got there, I had a major office there. We got there, I got there to the big conference room. They had all the press set up, you know, all the newspapers, all the magazines. I was doing interviews all day. You know, that was the promo tour. So, you know, I was doing radio. I was doing television. I mean, the big shows, Top of the Pops and the you know, BBC One, the BBC Two, I mean, it was all documented. It was documented, and that's why I say it was such a blessing and a special time in my life, you know, being a kid from the ghetto, just getting an opportunity at 19 years old, seeing all of these different places for the first time. And I'm being like a big superstar. They got cameras everywhere, and I'm like,
you know, I'm proud of you because you, I mean, for what we're doing right now from radio to everything, like, you were like just like a forefather for all of this. You basically paved the way for like Grandmaster Flash, for to Run DMC, and you also were managed by Russell actually before he was like really getting started with the whole Def Jam situation and stuff.
Right. Russell and I were in school together, and we were buddies, in college. And, man, we used to sit down and talk about this thing. And, you know, he actually helped me a whole lot, and I made him my manager when I got the record deal, you know, when got my buddy. And we traveled around the world. He was with me. You know, he was my road manager, my road dog, when I was going all these places first. I remember we went to Paris for the first time on the Champs-Élysées, which is like the big, like Fifth Avenue,
yeah.
You know, and we're sitting in this big restaurant, and the record companies ordering this big, extravagant meal for us, and we have this big platter, this three-tier platter, fish platter. And I'm like, you know, I'm from Hall, so I'm like, yo, I don't know about all this, you know, mussels and... You know, prawns and, you know, eyes looking in, live fish. Look. I'm like, Russell, chill out. He said, oh, no, this is great. He's eating the mussels. I said, okay, I'll eat some clams. I'll eat some shrimp. You know what I mean? I'm chilling, you know. So he's eating everything. So he caught this, like, stomach virus from eating that fish, man, and got so sick. He was like, he couldn't make the show or anything. He was just out at the hotel throwing up everywhere.
Wow.
I told him, leave the muscles alone. Russell liked the muscles.
Oh, man. We're going to go ahead and throw it to my other co-host, the beautiful Ebony. Ebony, you got a question for Curtis.
Yes, of course. Curtis, I want to know, how do you feel about the current state of hip-hop and the message that it sends?
Well, the current state of hip-hop, you know, I have mixed feelings, of course, but being the old school or one of the elder spokesmen of hip-hop, I got to keep it positive and just let you know on a positive note, I think that, you know, there's a lot of variety in hip hop. You know, a lot of mad flavor, we call it, styles, a lot of different styles from the Dirty South to the Midwest with Kanye and Common out of Chicago and Nelly over there in St. Louis, and you got the West Coast banging them, and I think it's incredible. The raps are faster, they're wittier, they're more complicated. When you talk about lyrics, that's a different story. Of course, you know, I have my opinions about, you know, some of the lyrics. But the main, most incredible thing about hip-hop of today is you travel outside of America, you go to Germany, they rap in German. You go to Italy, they rap in Italian. You go to France, they rap in French. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the countries outside of America, when we first started, we were all rapping in English. Now they rap in their native tongues, and these rappers out there in their countries are big pop stars, and they're rapping in their own languages. That seems like an incredible, like, evolution type thing that has happened.
Definitely.
That's what it is. We want to go ahead and throw it to my other co-host, Future Guru. Guru, you got a question for Curtis?
Yeah, first I just want to say, man, I'm going crazy on the Twitter that he's dropping jewels and really getting it in about being a superstar in this game. You know, that's gone. So the cast that's looking for exposure, and but I asked Curtis, actually what I want to ask him, the stuff that he's willing to listen to and stuff like, I know that some people actually approach him on the level that he's on so they can show respect, which is very important with what he's saying. So if you ever get a chance to, you know, to get it in with Curtis, I mean, please, from this show, like, learn to be approaching him respectfully and approaching him as the elder statesman, like he said. So what I'm saying is, like, what do we send stuff like when we got cats to that get it in on a hip-hop level and the stuff we need to reach out for and respect and that's willing to reach out and teach others? Where do we send stuff like to get at you, like? I got my pen already in my hand on this one, man.
I'll give you two websites. I got the thecurtisblow.net. Okay. I haven't been on there for a while. But
just any email that you rock with every day. Any email that you rock with, you know, from the standpoint of that's acceptable,
okay.
What you rocking with is business-wise, man. That's all.
And all the websites will give it straight to my email. And let me give you the other website, which is hiphopchurch.net for the gospel tip. All my holy hip-hoppers out there and Christian rappers. You know, I got to represent. I got to represent Jay. And then so any one of those websites like curtisblow.net or hiphopchurch.net, if you go to the contact and you click on my picture, my email will come up, which is kbcrushgroove@aol.com.
That's so that's hard right there.
Yeah, kbcrushgroov, like Victory E, @aol.com.
That's what it is. And make sure that you're following Curtis on Twitter. Curtis, can you go ahead and put that Twitter out there for them so they can know also?
Oh, yeah. My Twitter is Curtis Blow and the number one. And also there's Blow Jr.
That's what it is.
Yep.
We need to be following him and his son on Twitter. Make sure you show them love, man. His son is having a big meeting about signing this big deal. We need y'all to pray for him, you know what I mean, right now. You know, he's definitely doing his thing, you know. The lines are blowing up, Curtis. You ready to take these calls from some of your fans?
Let's
go. We got a caller from the 718. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Curtis Blow. Peace.
What's going on? This is Q the Prophet.
What's good, Q?
Chilling. Gotta pick up Curtis Blow. Who wants it?
You're breaking up, sweetie. You're breaking up.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely got to shout out the legend because this dude inspired me since I was little when I was coming up, watching Crush Groove and everything. So I definitely got to shout out to him. And also, you know, it's great to see that he's doing the ministry also as well because I'm a fellow Christian artist myself.
All right. That's what's up. Did you go to the Holy Hip Hop Awards this year?
Nah, I couldn't go this year because, you know, this year, in fact, you know, honestly, the Lord has blessed me. I just signed a subsidiary distribution deal with Universal.
Wow.
I had to put out the ministry is definitely, you know, expanding. So, like, you know, I had, you know, a lot of business to take care of on this thing. I had to pull the album off of iTunes because I had put the album out independently, but now Universal is going to, you know, re-release it, everything. So, you know, I've just been focusing on that end, you know, the re-release of the project later this summer under Serum/Universal, you know. So hopefully, you know, by then, Lord willing. In fact, the last time I seen you was at Dana Dane's party at M15 sometime last year, September.
Yeah, I was there. I just stepped in for about 5 minutes, and I left real quick.
Yeah.
I was on stage. I was on stage, wasn't I? Yeah, I sang Daydreaming. Yeah, that joint.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, Lord willing, we should be connecting real soon.
That's what it
All
is.
Right.
That's
All
what
right.
it is. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. We got another caller from the New York area, caller from the 646. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Curtis Blow. What's up? 646, you're live in the building with Curtis Blow. Okay, I guess they got scared. All righty then. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and go into some music real quick, you know. And I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some stuff. I want y'all to think about this. Where were you at when you heard Christmas rap? And I want Curtis to go ahead and introduce this joint, tell y'all what year this came out, and tell us what he was doing at the time when he came out with this one, Curtis.
This is my first one. I was 19 years old, straight out of college. I was still in college when I released this jam. Russell Simmons is my best friend. You can hear him in the background and all the party people. This is some real, real hip-hop right here, early stuff. my Christmas rap. 31 years.
Yeah, Lush Radio.
The nights before Christmas and all through the
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
You give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee. You were slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit and dude with a friendly attitude and a slave full of hoodie for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shot. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the Hulk was out, snow was on the ground. Down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face, and the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat, and the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a choke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with the reindeer top. It's a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was holy, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Get school for a fool, going out every year for a day on the plane when it goes low. Through the beer, maybe weird, but I'll never have a share, cause it's warm in the storm when it's in below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, so can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scare, and he rocked his spot and danced. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a fist to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got toys for the boys for the girl's glad rag. And a grown-up got some presents too. A new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the blue of the sky. The best that money couldn't buy. The way you feel about your friends, and this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
It's your boy Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush.
People, party people in the place to be. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online with my wonderful two co-hosts, your boy, boy, the one and only Future Guru, along with Ebony representing the Cali area. And we got the one and only, the legend, the icon, a.k.a. Minister Now, preaching the word and dropping jewels for us on Lush Radio Online, the world famous Curtis Blow. Live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And y'all heard that. Where were you at that time when you heard that joint? Curtis, what's good, fam?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Just blessed, highly favored. Glad to be here, y'all. Glad to be here.
Hey, man, it's an honor and a blessing.
Hot song.
Definitely, man. Where were you guys at when you heard that? Where were you at, Guru?
man. I was carrying crates upstairs, DJing. Tables. I had serve in Vegas. We had all that mess. We had all of it. We had it all. I still do it. I'm a twit picket tonight and say, yo, this is how we still doing it. I deliver this to the set, man. That's what I do. But for the most part, I appreciate Curtis blowing that. I could hear how the guitar snuck in, the cymbals. I was playing drums back then. Curtis had that ear. Now I developed my ear. Now, please listen up, because everybody listening, I developed my ear hearing tracks like that. And before that, it was Parliament, and before that, it was Boosie. So it's like real crazy. The influence, how he really was went in with the engineering, and it was a few tracks. It could only been a 16 track. It could have been 16 little instruments, but it was crispy.
Right.
It was on.
Right.
It was on point, right. And he delivered.
That's what's
and
up.
He made spot up. He became a superstar.
Yeah,
definitely. And Ebony, where were you at when you heard that joint?
I think I was going to middle school at that point in time. I was in middle school watching it on, what was the video show? The Box. I think that's what we had back in Ohio. It was called The Box.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember The Box. That was early.
Yeah.
You had to call up and
yes.
make your request, huh?
How about
yes.
that? How about that?
Yes.
Oh, that's going in right there.
Well, we got some more callers on the line. Caller from the Jersey area. What's up? I think this the Swamp team in the building, Chill Trees. What's good, fam? You're live
hey,
with Curtis
good?
Blow. What's up?
Yo, what's good? What's good? We're going to take it further back than that. We're going to go to New York Hot Tracks. What's good, Curtis Blow?
Whoa, he went in.
All right. What's up, man?
What's good with you, yo?
Hot
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, man. We're going to take it back to Crush, Groove, Beat Street,
right?
And all of that.
All right.
Chill
right.
Trees, what's good?
AJ.
It's all good.
What's up?
Hey, I heard the weather in New York is kind of warming up, huh? Sunny,
yes,
sunny
sir.
Today.
Nah, today is beautiful. Today is beautiful, man. We got 60 degrees, but we in the swamp right now. We just finished spinning, picking boogers. We got my man on Pro Tools putting it down, so you already know.
All right.
Hey, Till, you got a question for Curtis Blow real quick, fam?
Do I have a question for Curtis Blow?
Yeah.
Nah, man. All I'm going to just say is thanks, man. I'm going to just say thanks. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like.
Brother. You're welcome.
If y'all didn't do what y'all did, we wouldn't have what we had. You know what I'm saying? And what I be trying to tell these young cats is like, yo, we need all of that. You know what I'm saying? If we didn't have commercial, what would be hardcore? You know what I'm
right.
saying? So
right.
it's like we
right.
need all of that. That's the beauty of hip-hop right there. You know what I'm saying? Because we need all of that. And now it's like making billions of dollars with Jay-Z and all those other cats, so let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But we got to pay homage. Like I tell my young artists, y'all got to know y'all history. You know what I'm saying? You got to know
uh-huh.
your history. I just told my artists, go pick up Adventures of Slick Rick. You heard? So he can learn how to tell
Ooh.
Stories.
How many take that?
You
down?
Heard?
Pick it up.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So, Till, where was you at when you heard that joint, Christmas Rap? Where were you at? What's your flashback?
Christmas Rap, I was up in Boston with my cousins, and we was watching the movie right on the VCR tape. For all y'all don't know about DVDs, we had VCR tapes before that. You heard?
What about the Beta before that? What about the Beta before that, though? Beta Max.
Oh, jeez. Come on. Stop playing. Stop playing. Stop putting me on the spot like that.
You know I love you, Chill Trees, man. That's what it is, man. Swamp Team in the building. Curtis Blow, world famous, live in the building. We got another caller. I think this True Son Ali representing the BK area. What's good?
Yeah, what's good, man? You already know it's the town's number one BK hood style. Your favorite homie, True Son Ali, the voice of Brooklyn. And I'm going to be humble after that, because I know I hear we got the great king, the king of hip-hop, the king of, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Curtis Blow. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you for you know, your humbleness, and I appreciate it, all right? How you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. I'm on my grind as usual, you know what I'm saying, in front of this laptop, get my promotion and marketing on, but, you know, I want to say the first time I heard the Christmas rap joint, I think, matter of fact, the first time I really even got really acquainted with Curtis Blow was Crush Groove, man. And that's a movie I keep brand new in my library.
Wow. Yep. That's going back. That's it.
That's what it is, man. You know, I'm just like really honored. We just all honored just to have you on the show, you know, because, man, you paved the way for us, man. You paved the anybody.
Crush Groove was definitely it. I think I said in one of my rhymes, you know what I'm saying? I said a couple of y'all dudes need to watch Crush Groove. Go breaking all these niggas, Electric Boogaloo. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I just want to say, like, people are hitting me on the Twitter going crazy. They going bananas with this whole situation right now. Curtis, man, you got a lot of strong, a big fan base. You know what I'm saying? You basically started it for all of us. If you're an MC and you don't know your history, then I think you need to go pick up a book. I think you need to Google the World Wide Web and check out my man Curtis Blow. You need to be following him on Twitter, man, and act like you know. Pay homage, pay respect to my man. You know what I'm saying? For real, Curtis Blow, seriously. And we got to give him some more class. Let's give him some more applause, man, because he's just so great. He's just so great.
Yeah.
Seriously. And Curtis, I'm gonna go ahead and ask you another question. You know, from going from you know, the music, from the music into acting, how was that transition? How did you know, get into the whole acting? Because I know you did Ego Trip in 1984, and you did Crush Groove in 1983. Tell us about that whole experience.
Well, you know, it was pretty cool. You know, when I was in college, that was my minor was film and acting and stuff. So it was like a natural transition for me. I always knew it was something I was gonna do and wanted to do. But when I finally got the opportunity to get it done, I was working so hard, man. I was producing like 3 albums during that time. When I was filming Crush Groove, I was producing the Fat Boys album. I was producing my album with If I Rule the World on it, the America album, and I was doing the soundtrack to Crush Groove. I was producing 3 albums and still had to wake up in the morning and make that 6 a.m. Curtain call for the film. So,
wow.
3 studios going, bouncing from studio to studio. I was hot, man. But I got burnt out, though. I got real tired of the studio after that one. I kind of, like, took a vacation.
I feel, man, a multitasker, you know, a jack of all trades, man. And you actually got named Producer of the Year in New York for your work with Sweet G, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde, and The Fearless Four in 1983 to 1985, you know. So, I mean, you definitely put out some classics, man. Classics, man, for real.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was good working with my boy Sweet G. As a matter of fact, I just heard he had a bout with cancer just now. And
wow.
So thank God for that. Just talking to Sal. We have this video, this documentary coming out about Junebug, the life and death of Junebug. And
it's wow.
White Lines at the Fever. And it's coming out real soon. It just won this film festival out in the Midwest. And so we're coming to the Tribeca Film Festival. We just got accepted. So you should hear
wow.
about it because it's a hot, hot documentary called White Lines at the Fever.
Wow, you gotta send us that information. I know Cookie will definitely get that information. We wanna support everything that you guys got going on, man. Seriously, man. And let us know them tour dates and everything. Let us know them tour dates that you got going on. But you know I gotta take them back, Kurt. You know I gotta take them back. Because you know this is what everybody been waiting for. You know I got to drop these on the break.
Yep, that's my joint right there, my biggest song to this day. And, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of the breaks.
Wow.
3 years ago, April 18th, 1980. And it's also the first certified gold rap song ever. The first plaque for hip-hop, my song, The Breaks.
Wow. That's serious right there, man. And I'm telling you, we're about to go into this joint right now. I want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me, where were you at when you first heard, "These are the breaks"? Pick them up. 347-826-7722. Cut it, let's go on the building. Let's radio line. Let's go.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on the car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose. A senior breaks to rock your shoes, and these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's a break.
And she runs off to them to Japan,
that's a break.
And the IRS says they want a cat,
that's a break.
And you can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's a break.
And Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's a break.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's a break.
And you borrowed money from the mob,
that's a break.
And yesterday you lost your job.
That's a break.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Throw your hands up in the sky and wave around from side to side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right.
All right.
Say, ho.
Ho.
You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream. Break down. Breaks on the stage. Breaks on the screen. Breaks to make your wallet lean. Breaks run cold and breaks run hot. Some folks got them and some have not. But these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. Around.
Break it up.
To the guy in blue, what you gonna do?
Break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
Break it up.
Break down. Break it up, break down.
when I'm in the DMV area, baby. I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, it's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
Yeah, we turned all the way up, man. You already know what it is. We got the world famous Curtis Blow live in the building. You already know what it is on Lush Radio Online. Number one spot to make it hot, baby. And these are the breaks. Pick them up, pick them up, pick them up. Live in the building. You already know what it is. We about to go back to the phone lines. And if you got questions, I want to know, where were you at when you first heard this joint? Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're back on the line with the world famous Curtis Blow, baby. What's up, Curtis?
You.
What's up, Curtis? You there? Oh, I don't know. I guess we lost Curtis.
I'll guess you call back though. How about that?
I guess Curtis will call back in a quick second and stuff like that. Awesome.
So he's probably busy. Yeah. He's probably making $1 million deal with Russell or something. Hey, Russell. Call us, Russell. Call the show.
For real.
That's what it is. Whatever.
Yeah, but man, Curtis Blow, man.
The money.
Curtis Blow was dropping some.
He still breakdances. You hear me? He still breakdances.
Yo, Curtis Blow, man, you know what I'm saying, for his age, can still pop and lock and get it in, man. That dude ain't playing no games, man. All I'm saying is whatever jeans he got, when I get his age, I'm trying to be like that.
I want him, okay?
You know what I'm saying? You know. Like I said, man, we had Curtis Blow live in the building. I guess we lost signal, but hopefully we should have him back on the line in a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
that was
him, man.
That was a classic. We've already been on for an hour, and it don't even seem like an hour with a legend, yo.
We're
chopping it up, man, with a legend, dropping jewels. The time, a whole hour done flew by with a legend. Man. That's all I got to say, man. I'm about to tweet that. Status on Blog Talk Radio Lush. We the best blog talk in the land, in the world, worldwide, man. Who does this? Sorry about that, Lush, but who
Hold up. Let me go ahead and ask these cats where they was at when they first heard these start a break. Where were you at when you first heard this joint, fam?
Where was I at when I first heard these of the break? I think I was on 117th Street up in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? It was my birthday party, you know what I'm saying? My grandfather held it down for me, let me drink that OE and all that, you know what I'm saying? And it was all good, you know what I mean?
Straight hood tales.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying?
Birthday boy, you already know.
117th and Morningside, you heard?
See?
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. And I'm going to go ahead and hit up True Son and see where he was at. True Son, where was you at, True Son, when you heard that joint?
When I heard what? Hold on, I missed it. What happened when I heard which joint?
It's loud, man. It's loud over there, dog.
These are the breaks when you first heard that.
I don't even know. I know I was probably in a party, a family party I shouldn't have been in, you know what I'm saying, sneaking in somewhere, you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to, you know, out there because then I might tell my age or something like that, and we don't need that. But I don't know.
Cut it out, fam. You got that.
For those that don't know, I used to be a DJ, you know what I'm saying, and I played the record more than I actually remember hearing it as a kid, you know what I'm saying, but that's crazy, though, because, you know what I'm saying, for me not to even really, Curtis Blow, man, when he dropped, man, that it wasn't nobody really out that you would want to listen to. I mean, I do remember, like, Sugar Hill Gang, like, you know what I mean, groups like that, but Man, Curtis Blow, these are the breaks. That was the, that's the jam, man. I know that thing right there turned the whole party upside down.
For real, man. Everybody, and I think there was like a girl group that did a remix of that joint. Like a while, like, well, maybe like there was like this like up and coming girl group that did like a remix, and he was actually on the joint and stuff. But I can't remember the name of the group. They was like came out like and had the these are the breaks like hook on their joint and stuff. Some female MCs. I can't remember who they were and stuff, but they did do a remake of that joint. I'm calling from the 646. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam?
Hey, what's up? I could honestly tell you I was young when that song came. Not even. I wasn't even born. But when I first heard the song, I think I was in Harlem with my babysitter chilling. And I first heard that song. And from there, I knew, you know, that's what true hip-hop was from a young age. And I knew that we needed more people like her to go in the game. So,
who's that on the line? Is that Precious on the line?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you know that much about hip-hop. Shout out to Precious. This is young coming up model, actress, aunt, singer, and we appreciate you calling. And I think that's the 646. That's really what's good. I just sent you out on Twitter. I was going to shout you out and call back. That's good money. And didn't know that you knew that much about the game. That's what it is. Right?
Oh, man. Come on.
So
I mean,
back? Wow. That's how pay homage, y'all.
You know, but it is, man. Definitely, man. Appreciate you, Precious. You know what I'm saying?
Stay
calling
on the line. Stay on the line with us, too.
Like I said, man,
right.
You know
what I'm saying? They're saying that the lines is full.
Oh, well, I'm about to clear them up right now. They can call in right now at the moment. They can call in right now. Line is open for them to call in. Line is open for them to call in right now. Go ahead and call in. 347-826-7772. We paying homage, man. Like I said, Curtis Blow was live in the building. We also going to have one of the hottest producers right now that's doing his thing, repping the New York area. Your man, Vinny Idol, you know what I'm saying, is going to be calling into the show also on the show. Like I said, man, if you want to call in, we want to know where were you at and what's your flashback of when you first heard these are the breaks. Pick them up. I was breakdancing a little bit, you know, while the song was going on. You know, I was breakdancing a little bit. But, you know, we appreciate.
Cardboard box?
Huh?
I said, you got your cardboard box?
I didn't hear what you say.
I said, you have your cardboard box?
Oh, no, nah, I can't even spin on my head no more. That's back in the day. I'm getting old. I ain't living like that no more. I ain't living like that no more. Shoot.
TMI.
Shoot.
Pilates
luck, man. Play A-Train, man.
For real, boy. Yeah. We got another caller. Caller from the 951. Caller from the 951. You're live in the building on Lush. Oh, I guess they got scared. They jumped off. ASAP.
Hey, jumped off.
Stop being scared, man. We ain't going to bite you on Lush Radio Online, man. Make sure y'all phones is fully charged when y'all call in, man. Stop calling when you got, like a little bit, like you on that
whatever,
E.
Whatever,
bro. E.
Little juice.
Calling in when you on E, on the juice on your battery, for real, man. But like
little
I
juice crew. Little juice crew.
You know what I'm saying? You need a little juice. But shout out to all the legends out there that definitely show Lush Radio Online love, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Shout out to Teddy Ted and Special K of the Awesome 2. Shout out to Ed OG, Master Ace. Shout out to Chubb Rock. Shout out to Special Ed, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the cats that definitely show Lush Radio, Busy B. Shout out to all the people that show us love on Lush Radio Online, man. We taking it back, you know what I'm saying? It's not a game, man, from the old to the new, you know what I'm saying? Definitely giving you a little bit of that Juice Crew, boo-boo, you know what I'm saying? Curtis Blow was live in the building. And, you know, this is Wednesday, so we always talk about entrepreneurship and basically how to advance yourself in business. You know, Curtis, you know, went to school for, wow, what's going on over there? for communication. Vocal performance. Curtis is back on the line with us. Hey,
hey.
Curtis.
What's up?
Welcome back.
I told you
I
guest called back. We said that already. I said that already.
We missed you.
We welcome the legend back.
All right, all right. Yeah, man.
Might have to give him some more applause.
y'all so hot up there, man. You know, I had to wait online to call him to
phone.
Yeah.
I told Lush the lines were full. I told her, babe.
The lines get crazy, man. You know, you should throw Curtis Blow name out there. You know, people start getting retarded on the lines, man.
Everybody
want to
pay homage. That's what's up,
girl.
That's
no, they was they paying homage. But Curtis, you know what I'm saying? We also talk about entrepreneurship on Wednesdays and stuff. So I want to ask you in regards to, you know, business in general, how important is it for you to have, you know, your business in general together, just dealing with the music industry, just dealing with business in general, how important is it to have your stuff together and know the ins and out of the business?
Well, it's very important. That's what is going to make you or break you. You know, I was fortunate and blessed, lucky enough to have people who were honest and who didn't steal my money when I was a young kid, and then I learned about the business. You know, you have to stay on top of your publishing. You got to stay on top of your record contract. You got to stay on top of your promotion and make sure, you know, they're not recouping all the expenses. And you got to read the fine lines of those contracts. You got to have a good lawyer, a good agent, and all of these people have to be trustworthy and be honest people. So there's a lot out there that can go wrong with a person because you have to deal with so many different people. So you have to definitely stay on top of your business and be knowledgeable about the different ins and outs of the business. That's the research. I mean, you know, like I was saying, the education and learning how to communicate with people and taking those classes and learning about this business of music and publishing and contracts, on and on and on. So it's very, very, very important.
And with that said, in regards to that, what do you see the different aspects in regards to, like, when you guys, the different issues that you guys faced from when you were signing your deals to now? Do you feel like they're going through almost the same things, or you feel like there's some differences?
Well, yeah, there are definitely a lot of differences. You know, it seems like the independent labels have come up and jumped up and just taken the majors out of the whole business equation. So it's like the whole industry has changed from being a music or record company or record industry heavy to now where you make most of your money with your live shows. Now it just seems like your record business or your song that you make, if it's a hit, still won't generate you a whole lot of income because of the downloading on the internet, because of the piracy on the internet and on and on and on. But, you know, basically you'll make most of your money, the bulk of your money, with your live shows. So that's the main difference nowadays. Seems like the record buying business has been depleted, and it's like down 50-60% from where it was when I was out in the 80s.
That's real tough right there. Any new things going on with you? I know you got the tour going on, and we know you're a minister now. How did you basically go from the transition from your music into, you know, the ministry? When did you find your calling?
Oh, man, that was just a beautiful thing. And it was a natural transition, a natural evolution, I would like to think. Just basically what happened was I was in 1992, started reading the Bible and started going to church gradually, you know, more and more each Sunday. And I finally got saved in 1992, a church on the way.
That's what's up.
Pastor Jack Hafer is on
big, big, big devout man of God, and Christian and pastor and bishop, and just an incredible man of God. And I studied under him for a while and then got really serious at doing Bible studies at my house for about 5 years or so. And after that, when I got back to New York, I started with the hip-hop church, did my own ministry, went back to school and got my my ordination just recently, last year, August 16th. I became an
Congratulations, ordained. Man. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. And, you know, I preach around the country. I find more enjoyment. I really, really find more enjoyment in preaching than I do in performing on stage, and that's real talk right there.
Wow. We might have to get you on the other show on Thursday, Street Queens the Movement, where, you know, we always end off with a prayer, you know. It would be great to have you come on and, you know, give a quick sermon, because you are a beast.
No, well, you know, I'm just blessed. I just say I'm blessed. And God is good. You know, when you put God at the center of your life and at the head of your life, a lot of magical, miraculous type things start to happen. And that's the only thing I can say.
That's and these tours and everything, anything that's new, any new producers you working with, or everything is just self-produced. Tell us everything that's new that's going on. People need to let them know. Let them know, Curtis. Let them know.
Well, I'm doing several tours. My whole thing is to get out there live and just bless the stage and let God bless us while we're on stage. It's really fun being out there doing those old school songs along with the Furious Five together. So we're going out to tomorrow. We're going to the UK. We'll be out there, 10 shows out there. But when we come back, April and May, we're doing this message tour, and it's going to be incredible. That's the Genesis, Curtis Blow and the Furious Five, the Sugar Hill Gang, and Rob Bass.
Wow.
Incredible tour in the United States. So we're going around, and we're just going to have an old school party. You'll hear more about that when we get it together. About 30 or 40 shows in the United States.
Wow, we might have to get all of y'all on again, man. Get you and everybody on the whole tour, man, and talk about the tour for real. Seriously,
right.
This is some serious stuff right here. Exclusive. On Lush Radio Online with Curtis Blow. Guys, I want you guys, you got any, everybody was talking about where they were at when they first heard These Are the Breaks and stuff. So people were telling, you know, their flashbacks and stuff, you know, when we lost you for a couple of seconds. But anybody got final thoughts? I'm going to go ahead and go to Ebony. You got any final thoughts with Curtis? Ebony?
Actually, I want to, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I did have, my final thoughts for you is actually, you know, that we definitely do appreciate you and all that you have, you know, offered to, you know, to society of the hip hop. But I got a question. I wanted to know, like, how did you go about rapping and then not, you know, using the cussing in your raps? You know, like, people now think that they need to use that inside their raps, but, you know, all of your records have no swearing in it. And what was, you know, the idea behind just doing that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like you basically lived your life for your for the ministry, to be prepared for the ministry.
Well, I tell you, that's a beautiful statement, and I thank you for that. But you know, I tell you that the answer to that question is twofold, because in the beginning, I used to think I did it all by myself. You know, this is who I am. I am a man of integrity. You know, I knew that early in the game of hip hop, in order for us to be successful in spreading it around the country and also spreading it around the world, we're gonna have to make a sacrifice and make this thing something that's wholesome and something that could be accepted. So I knew early in the game that I had to sacrifice and not take it there. You know, even though I'm born in the ghetto, born from Harlem, you know, lived in the Bronx, South Bronx, I know what it is to be a hustler. You know, I didn't want to go there because I knew that I had to keep it clean in order for it to be successful around the world. So that was the sacrifice. But then now that I have God in my life and I'm in ministry, I know that it was God instilling that thought in my mind.
That's what it is.
A lot of time, you know, a lot of time when, you know, they say in ministry, they say, I studied this book. I read this book. It's called When God Winks. And that was one time God winked at me and let me know, okay, you're going to have integrity. You're going to think you did it all yourself, but it's really me. But you're going to find out later. So, you know, praise God.
For real, definitely. With your last thoughts, we've got making quick because, like I said, you know, the phone lines get wrapped up. So I'm gonna go ahead and get these callers so we can make room for the other ones because people keep calling me like I'm trying to get through, but the lines is full. Till Trees, go ahead your final thoughts with Curtis and stuff. We gotta open up the lines, man.
I mean, the final thoughts, I just want to hear AJ one time, and I'm good. I just want to hear AJ one time, and I'm good. And I'm good.
That was hot right there, what he just said, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up, Chill Trees, man. Definitely follow Chill Trees on Twitter. Chill, T-R-E-E-Z on Twitter. Definitely, man. Definitely, we love the swamp, man. Appreciate you, fam.
You got it.
That's what it is.
All right, peace.
True Son, you got your final thoughts for Curtis Bro?
Hey, I just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, my brother. You know what I mean? For even, you know what I'm saying, doing the things, for having that integrity, for building the foundation that you built, you know what I mean, in this hip-hop life that we have, that we live, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I can say that, you know what I mean, aside from, you know, the other artists that, you know what I mean, don't really know their history about what they're doing and why they choose this career or why they choose this for their life, you know what I'm saying? I thank you. I know where I came from, and you know what I'm saying? You're definitely a part of that club, so appreciate you, big bro. All
That's
right.
What it is. That's what it is, True Son. Appreciate you. That's what it is, man. Callers, if you want to call in now, I got two spots open, okay? I got two spots open. Stop calling my cell phone. I got
to keep it moving. Yeah, they can hang on. This is a hot show, yo. It's all
right. Hey, Guru, what's your thoughts with Curtis, man?
Keep it basic. I'm going to keep it simple like my homie Chill Trees. I'm repping the swamp, too. But mine's is Daydreaming, though. Like, it's another side that came out when he sang on Daydreaming that it's okay for cats, like, you know, to go ahead and do they ones and twos and be diversified on their album. So I appreciate the production on the album, and I was listening to Daydream. I played that back a lot, but it was on the needle to the record. You dig? It was on the needle to the record. That's how we rewinded that one. Oh, you know? And I appreciate that whole era, man, and everything that's from the beginning. I was right there for the first album, homie. I appreciate you. I definitely just want to get on another level with you on the DMs on Twitter because you've been following me since 2009, you know, so that's really good. I really appreciate that, man. It was back in the day when I was a, you know, mediocre Twitter, you know. It ain't no mediocre. We moving now. Shout out to Lush Radio, man. Ain't nothing mediocre now, man. It's all gravy.
Well, man, we truly appreciate Curtis Blow. I got another caller in. Caller from the 347, New York, New York in the building. Let's Radio, you're online. You're live with Curtis Blow, the legend. What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up, man? It's Cross from Deck Entertainment.
Yeah, what's good, Cross? What's good, fam?
What's good, man? I got the message, man. Hey, man, I had to call in, man. Curtis Blow, man, you one of my favorites, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I had to call in, man, and just salute you for everything you did for hip-hop, what you're doing for me and my movement, my artists and everything like that, man. I salute you, man. I appreciate you, man. Real hip-hop right there, bro.
Cross,
all right,
on the
thank
line.
You, brother.
Cross,
thank
was
you.
Good. I appreciate you calling in, too, Cross.
No, that's not a problem, man. Like I said, you know what I mean? Like, We got to bring this real hip-hop back, man, and we got to definitely salute the people that started it, that gave us the opportunity to be out here and be managers, artists, producers, you know what I'm saying? There's people like Curtis Blow, and, you know, these are the breaks that we still watch, you know what I'm saying? All these old movies and stuff like that, man, and we salute you, man. Like, hip-hop will never die, and people like you inspire me every day, bro.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. That's blessings to my ears, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate
that. Not a problem, man. Not a problem, man. I jumped out the studio session to make this call, man. So I'm about to jump back in the studio, man. I had to do this, though. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So Guru, Ev, Lush, I appreciate y'all, man. Curtis Blow, man, I appreciate you, man. I mean, one day we definitely going to meet up because we almost there, man. So we definitely going to meet, man. And like I said, I appreciate you. Keep doing everything that you're doing, you know what I'm saying, being positive in this music industry. And y'all have a very good night, man. I had to do this one, though.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, Cross, for real, fam. That's what
no
it
problem.
Is.
No problem.
That's what it is, man. We got another caller. Like I said, we also going to be having Vinny Idol, you know what I'm saying, producer doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, getting that buzz up. Going to be live in the building in a few. We got a caller from the 917. You're live with Curtis Blow. What's good, fam?
Hey, Lush, what's up?
What's up? Who's this? Is this Gina?
Yes, it is.
Is this our sponsor right here? What's up, Gina Ohana Shaw? What's good?
Nothing much, nothing much. I heard your guest speaker. I was like, wow, I remember back when, you know, the block parties, everything popping. The rap, like the other person said, did not have all the profanity, which was a good thing. That was rap back then. But it's good to hear he's out there still doing his thing.
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Man.
Praise God. You know, that's all I can say. You know, God is good, and I thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
That's what it is. That's our sponsor right there, Connie. Make sure that y'all following her on Twitter. Connie, go ahead and throw that that Twitter out real quick, boo.
It's Twitter.com, Gina28304.
That's what it is. OhanaShop.com, that's what it is. Appreciate you, Gina. That's our sponsor right there. Make sure that you're supporting her in the movement. Man, Curtis, for these up-and-coming artists and these, you know, this just youth in general, you know, that's inspiring to be an entrepreneur, just dealing in business, what kind of advice would you give them, you know, getting into entrepreneurship or just business in general?
Well, there is, Russell Simmons has a couple of books that are very, very, very good, inspiring books. But there's a book called This Business of Music by William Krasilovsky. He was my old lawyer. Krasilovsky, Schindler, like three lawyers did this book. And it's like the music industry Bible. You need to get that. Education is the key to success. I can't stress that anymore. Education, education, education. Whatever dream you have, whatever it is you want to do with your life, go study, do the research about it, go study about that subject, and study the history of that subject. Find a person within the history that was successful doing what you want to do, and emulate that person's steps. You have to analyze that person, where they went to school, how they got it, how they made it, how they did it. You repeat those steps, and you also will find success. I guarantee it.
Wow, that was like the realest stuff you ever said right there. I swear. That was so real right there, Curtis. Definitely. You guys definitely need to go ahead and research and find. And we tell you guys here all the time, research. Find out the information. Just don't do something because somebody told you it's good. Research it. Find out. You always want to be one step ahead of the game. Seriously. You know, this game is cutthroat, and you always want to be prepared for everything. Everything. Definitely. I definitely appreciate you. You're awesome. And I'm just honored to have you on the show. Like I said, man, hopefully we can get you and the whole squad and your son on the show next time just to talk about these tours and, you know, all the new aspects that's going on. And also tell them one more time where they can check you out, the websites and everything like that, Curtis.
It's hiphopchurch.net. There's curtisblow.net. And the direct email is kbcrushgroove@aol.com. And, of course, Crush Groove is with a K, so I'll spell it all out for you. KBKRUSHGROOV, like victory E, at AOL.com. That's my direct email. Holler at your boy. Trying to work. Trying to get to it. Trying to do some collabs. Let's pray together. Let's do a song. Whatever. Let's make it happen.
That's what it is, man, for real. What it is. We got. I'm gonna go ahead and be nice and open, and might take this other caller because I know you busy and everything. But I know these cats. They want to talk to you, man. I got another caller from the 347 New York, New York. What's good? You're live with Curtis Blow. Make it
what
real.
Up, Larson? It's Money L right here.
What's going
good,
on? Good, Money L. What's good, fam? What's good with you? Good. Hey, you're live with Curtis Blow. What up, boo boo?
Hello.
Yeah, you live with Curtis Blow, Money. Yeah,
what's
good, fam?
Curtis Blow, the godfather of hip hop, along with Russell Simmons. What's going on, man?
All right. I'm good. How you doing?
It's crazy, man. I'm good, man. I just got on the line, so I really caught the tail of what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely right, Curtis, because like I said, you know, I've been in the game not as long as you, but I've been running around with Rockefeller for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? When, you know, since like 96 or whatever. And I've seen the big hype of the game. And I've seen the low hype of the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been telling people, like, what you just said, too, that I'm saying, like, what I caught the tail of it. It's a, this is like a movie, you know what I'm saying, that we already saw already. Like, everybody saw the movie, like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy. You just got to follow the pioneers. Like, I look at it like I told my man today, I want to be the next guru. I want to be the next mogul, like Russell Simmons, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I felt like
right.
God did. Like, I, you know what
so
I'm saying?
So that's how you do it.
Yeah, you gotta look at the old history of who Curtis Blow is. So
he really
meant to hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? You want to be Russell Simmons, you study what Russell did. Study where
exactly.
He went to school. Study what he majored in. You know, how he majored in sociology. Study what steps he took early in the beginning of his career. How did he go from here? How did he get on them artists? Wow. You know what I'm saying? How did he have the first tour? How did he, what did he do? Whoa, he protested for the Grammys. Oh, my God, to get hip-hop in the Grammys. What else did he do? Oh, my God, he started this Fat Forum thing and then the Def Jam. How did he do Def Jam? All right, how did he do the Def Comedy Jam? All those little points in his career, study each one, try to follow and try to emulate and mimic what he did, and you also will be successful. Ate, slept, and drank disco. That's what he did. He was at the clubs every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he knew all the DJs. Okay, he's the hottest DJ. I'm going to take my record here and pay him $200. Play my song when the number one DJ on the radio comes in. All right, we got my man. What? Funkmaster Flex hangs out right here. So we're going to play this record, and my whole crew is going to go crazy when the record comes on. So Flex will turn his head and be like, what record is that? Oh, okay, Christmas Rapping by Curtis Blow. I'm going to play this on the air. Boom! All right, all these little stories, all these little things, these little tricks, how we got in there and did this and did that and just, you know, made it happen. You have to repeat those steps.
That's what it is. That's real talk right there. And we appreciate you, Money L. I'm going to see you right here for my birthday weekend. You know what I'm saying? Birthday weekend on Friday, Saturday. We out there taking pictures, Marcy Projects. You already know what it is, man, for real.
Yeah, no doubt. All
right.
That's what it is, man.
Can I say one more thing to Curtis?
Go ahead.
That's real, because like, I always said this, and I told him, like, I told Kanye West this too, man. He remind me of a younger you. To be honest, like, you know what I mean? The way he doing it, he's a producer. You a producer. Like, you make records, hit records, and you rap. That's why, you know what I'm saying? He remind me so much of you. Like, I don't know, I mean, not to take nothing away from nobody, but, you know what I'm saying? I felt like he followed your blueprint. You feel me? Like, out of everybody, you know what I'm saying? And when I told him that, he laughed at me because he knew what I was saying. Like, you got to follow the people before you, follow their blueprint to be successful. The other, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, y'all walk all of us in this game. But if it wasn't for y'all, it wouldn't have been nobody. It wouldn't have been no Jay-Z. It wouldn't have been no 50 Cent. It wouldn't have been nobody. You know, it wouldn't have been no LL. If it wasn't for you, Russell, Rick Rubin, you know what I'm saying? The whole, you know, y'all really helped hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yep.
Definitely, definitely appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? For calling in. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. We're live with Curtis Blow. Curtis, it's an honor and a pleasure, you know, to have you on. I know you're a busy man. I know you're getting ready for your tour tomorrow. Can I get a quick birthday shout-out? Because I know I ain't going to see you because you're going to be out of town and out of the country, actually. You know what I'm saying? My birthday is March 19th. I'm going to be 29.
Who's this, Miss Cookie?
No, this isn't Miss Cookie. This is Lush from Lush Radio Online.
Oh, okay. All right. So happy birthday to Lush Radio Online. That's right, 29 years old. You know, do your thing, girl, baby girl. Make it happen. Represent that little hip-hop. It's Curtis Blow, y'all. So let's go. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. That made my whole entire, like month. Seriously, man, appreciate you, man. And we're definitely going to be supporting everything that you got going on. Seriously, like I said, we're also going to be having Vinny Idol live on the show. But I think this might be Vinny, so I think he might want to say something to you. So I'm going to open the line up before you have to leave us. 646, is this Vinny? What's good?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the line.
What's good, Vinny? We got Curtis Blow on the line. Before he leave, I wanted to open up the line for you if you want to say something to him real quick.
I definitely want to tell Kurt that he don't know that he's really, like, quietly responsible for some of my career, too, because my cousin is Davey DMX. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. Dave cut the record down to the bone.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The dog right there. And
yeah,
Dave,
that's my blood, definitely.
My all right, that's my man. So, you know, we like blood because that cat right there, that's like, That was our prince. He played everything.
Yeah, definitely,
you know,
definitely.
He played every instrument in the studio. Yo, Dave, we need a bass line. Dave, I got it. Boom, right there. Play guitar, play drums, you know what I'm saying, with the DJ doing his thing.
Okay.
Like multi-talented, incredible musician, DJ, singer. Man, incredible, incredible cat, man. That was my
definitely. Choice. And you came to my church, too, Kurt.
Over there in the Bronx?
Yeah, with Roger. Like, that's my uncle.
Oh, that's your uncle? Yeah, Uncle Roger. Yeah, Roger.
Yeah,
that's my man right there. Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
So, definitely, you know, I just want to thank for all you did for this hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You
all
definitely
right, no
kept
problem.
In the hunting. You definitely a master there.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's what it is. And appreciate you, Curtis. I know you got to bounce, but mi casa, su casa, let this not be the last time, man. When you get the whole team together, make sure y'all come through, man. We want to hear about everything, the tours and all that, man. Love you to death, man, for real. God bless you.
Stay up, man. Keep representing, man. Y'all sound great, man. Love the show. Love Lush Radio. All right, do your thing. Lush Online, let's go. Love you.
Y'all heard it first, man. We got the co-sign from Curtis Blow, dog. Come on now. We got Vinny Idol live in the building. For all y'all that don't know, this is one of the hottest producers worldwide, international, hands down, talent from the New York area, man. Your man is doing real big things, so if you're not on the wave, you might get washed up. We got your man with the plan, Vinny Idol, live in the building, and we got to go ahead and give him some Lush Radio welcome. Baby!
Okay. All right.
What up, Vin? What's up, man?
Nah, I'm just sitting in the lab now, you know, working out.
That's what it is.
I forgot about the interview. I got locked into a beat real quick.
That's what it is, man. You got any shout-outs or anything you want to give out before we get into a boot?
Man, just support everything I'm doing. Got the 50 MCs dropping, doing the mixtape, and I'm doing the album. I'm doing all the production on the album for the 50 MCs. It's just a lot of things going on. P got his book coming out, and he's doing the soundtrack to his book. We doing a new D-Block compilation. Look out for the Red Man. I mean the Method Man, Red, Ray and Ghost album. I got a joint on there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just working. You know what I'm saying? A lot of submissions. I'm in the studio cooped up like every day.
I feel you, fam. We definitely support you on Lush Radio Online. You actually did a joint for my artist from True Son Ali from Brooklyn and stuff. BK, I think it's BK to BX or something like that.
Okay.
Definitely was a hot joint. Definitely support everything that you're doing. I mean, even with the mixtape scenes, before the mixtapes, like you've been grinding hard as hell, Vinny, for real. You've been grinding hard as hell, man, and we definitely want to put a shine on that on Lush Radio Online right here, man. Shout out my boy out there, you know what I'm saying, management, your whole management crew, you know.
Yeah, Justin, definitely.
You know, shout out to Justin, man, for definitely, you know, holding down. That's a good dude, stand-up dude, for real. Salute to that man, for real. So basically, man, Vinny, what you know, inspired you to get into the music industry, fam?
I mean, it all goes back to what I was telling Kirk from my cousin, Davey D. Like, I used to just go to his crib, and we used to have the barbecues. There was always a rapper in his house, you know what I'm saying? Because he was doing a lot of music for them. So I just took a liking to it. And I used to just sneak over there. My mom used to send me there. I used to sneak over there just to go spend the night and be around him in the studio. I just took a liking to it. I started off with the DJ thing. And plus, I was always a musician. So everything just, you know, just fell into place. You know, so I just took it on. I'd rather do this music thing.
That's what it is. And getting into the music industry and stuff, you know, what do you feel, you know, basically, what's your drive? What motivates you to make that new hot beat each and every day? What motivates you? What makes you get into your zone?
Stuff like this. I mean, doing the interview and, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't really have, like, a certain vibe. I could be angry, make a killer, make 5-6 killers straight after having a heated argument on the phone. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, sometimes just when you got that vibe, and I just go in. Like, certain dudes got a regimen. Like, I don't got one. It's like, when I hear something crazy or I just feel it, I just go in, lock myself in. And that's it.
That's what it is, man. If you're just joining us right now on Lush Radio Online, we got the world famous, the man with the bangers, the man that grinds out heavy. Woo! The man with the plan, Vinny Idol, live on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host. And I definitely want to shout out our program manager, the one and only Cookie NYC, definitely for, you know what I'm saying, getting everything together so we can get Vinny on here, along with Future Guru, you know what I'm saying, the whole man, definitely doing what they supposed to do, man, to make this situation happen. Baby, Cookie, you know what I'm saying, love you, girl. Ebony, I want to go ahead and throw it to you. Go ahead and ask Vinny a question, boop.
How you doing, Vinny?
I'm all right.
That's
you?
Good. I'm great. I wanted to know, how did you... How
did
the situation go about with you and D-Block?
Oh, well, that situation, I was rocking with before it was even before D-Block. Because I used to be managed by Super Mario, and he was always in the loop with them from Bad Boy to when they went to Rough Rider. So I was always under him. So I was just always, like, in-house just cutting beats until the D-Block situation came up. And I just ended up in-house because I had so much music with them. And then I developed a relationship with them. So, you know, it was only right, you know, for me to become D-Block.
Oh, definitely. And what producer inspired you?
I would say every. Every producer inspires me. I mean, I don't really have one set one. I mean, everybody would say Premier. But I mean, it's a whole bunch of different dudes that really inspired me, like Grease and, you know what I'm saying, P Killer. It's like a lot of other dudes like that was under the radar at the time, that was really popping. So I mean, I'm just inspired. But whoever makes some fire, I'm inspired. Like, I'm not one of them hating producers. Like, I give it up. Like, if I hear something crazy, I go crazy. Like, it was like I made it. You know, so I just like it. Like, a lot of dudes ain't like that. You know, like, I be around that. They just make faces. You know, they make one or two comments just to hate, you know, try to discourage you because they can't make the fire you make it. But I give it up. If I hear a joint, I tell them, that's crazy. That's out of here. Somebody going to buy that right away. I show love, and that's why I got, like, a nice, I got a good relationship with a lot of producers because, you know, real recognize real. You know, when you ain't on no, you know, no nonsense, everything falls into place. So I'm inspired by them all. Newcomers, old comers, old school, whatever.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy representing the Irvington, New Jersey area, Future Guru. You got a question for Vinny Fan?
Yeah, I got a question, a statement. This Future Guru 100, you know I'm blowing up your Twitter, man, blowing up Justin's Twitter.
I be seeing you, definitely. I be seeing you.
That's what it is, man. You know I appreciate what's going on because basically what I promote is what's real. So let's rock it with me on that aspect. My thing is, you know, I was in school, like when Lox was coming out of the Bad Boy situation, and I was out of town. I had a nice little camp out there, even though I was in school. I was rocking with some cats. I was listening to some real music too. And then, being that I was away from home, I was still able. I was in PA. I was still able to hear some of the tracks I would really like to hear if I was in Jersey. So the Super Mario thing and Pools and y'all was what was holding me down. So when I finished my website design, all this out there in school in PA, when I come back to Jersey and New York, I was going to get it in. If I ever got the chance to chop it up with you, back then I was saying I wanted to come at him like a musician because I got an ear and I play the drums and I do, you know, beats and all that, but I don't even advertise it. I'm here to help cats, man. So my thing is just like we here to support you. And then I say, for the most part, shout out to the 50 MCs and what you're doing, because I already believed in that movement since 09. I've been rocking with Justin on that since early 09, and everybody know that. Everybody on Twitter know that. And we rocking with you, man. We rocking with you, dog. My question is, who do you see out here now? Like, if you go to a YouTube, I know you don't get a chance to check out many cats and they doing YouTube and all that, but do you see any talent out there where anybody that's well-rounded could throw that in the keyboard? Because that's the cats that struck me to want to do music and play the drums and get out there and be on a DJ and carry crates and do. I don't DJ, and I know how to DJ. I could teach anybody how to DJ. I don't got to be on Twitter saying I'm a DJ. That's whack.
Yeah.
Because I'm a promoter. So who do you see? Like, do you see anybody out there?
What you mean, like producer-wise? Or, I mean, artist-wise?
I have it all, like drums, keyboard, bang, bang, bang. Anybody like that?
To tell you the truth, man, I mean, there ain't too many, my G, because I tell you, there's a lot of dudes that's out here that's cheating. Like me, I keep it honest. I play on church on Sunday, and I switch from bass to drums and the keyboard, like, you know what I'm saying? So I know where you coming from with it. It's like, nah. It's not too many dudes that is doing that. Everybody is, like, really Fruit Looping, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it because I got all the software myself, but this type of things make dudes lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no more musicianship in the game no more. So that's why all these beats is sounding the same. Like, you hear the same drum kits. You hear the same sound effects they throwing in the back, the same synths they using because everybody, they doing the cheating mode. Like, if you can't sit nobody, you can't sit too many dudes behind the drums and the keyboard that's in the rap game making rap beats. You can't. I put everything on that. You know what I'm saying?
That's real tough right there. I'm going to go ahead and bring in this other caller, and then we're going to go into some of Vinny's joints right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we got Legal Money. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And got a joint from New York 50 MC. So, you know what I'm saying? Watch out. We got some fire, baby. You know, I'm going to go ahead and call in real quick, you know what I'm saying? You're live with Vinny Idol. What's good? What's good? What's good, fam?
Yo.
What up?
So, right now, I'm checking back in. I check back in, man. It's the voice of Brooklyn, your favorite homie, True Son Ali. What's good?
True, what up?
Vinny, what's good, baby?
Man, I'm just trying to stay up, man. You already know.
Yeah, you know, Grizzly every day, all day. Get ready to step out in a minute to go check out some venues for this release party. I'm about to, you know what I mean, go crazy on these people. You know what I mean, drop this EP on them. What's good, though, Billy? You know your boy needs some of them fire tracks, though.
Yeah, that's there. Like, you know, that's there, baby, all day, you know. Just hit up Justin and get them right to you, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you need. That's nothing.
That's what it's doing. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed, you know what I'm saying, to get a track by you, by the homie Young Bugs, you know what I'm saying? We told that
yeah.
to, to
BX to BK thing down, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm on a different horizon right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking to take over some things, so you know I need some of that fire from one of the greats.
Okay. Nah, that's what it is. So we just gotta line that up.
That's what it is. We'll definitely get that cracking and stuff, because, you know what I'm saying, Les Radio definitely support True Son Ali. So we'll definitely line that up and get that cracking. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's what it is.
Yeah,
True Son.
Shout to you, though, Vinny Van. Shout to the homie, Vinny Idol, man. He's been doing this thing, if y'all don't know, been doing it for a long time. Got crazy fire. And you already know what it is, man. It's the voice of Brooklyn. I ain't going to stay on too long because I want people to jump in and out. Les, you already know. But you know what I'm saying? Hit your boy up on that website, www.truesonali.com. TRUESUNALI.com, man. That's it, man. I'm gone. Pew.
That's what it is, man. We're going to go ahead and get into some of this music, man, some of this fire. So I want y'all to turn up your radio, turn your ants up, because it's about to be crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? We got Vinny Idol in the building, so you better get excited. Here we go, Vinny. Less live in the building on Less Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We got the one and only super producer, the hottest man in town, Vinny Idol in the building. We going back to the phone lines, and we going ahead and talk to my boy Vinny. What up, Vinny?
You, I'm here. Man, that was just like
yeah,
that joint.
Good right here.
How y'all feel about that joint? Ebony, how you feel about that joint?
Oh, that joint was definitely hot. I want that in my email.
Okay,
I'm
going to
rock that on my phone.
I'm going to slide that over to you. Ooh, what you think about that?
I'm already promoting that track. I mean, they slid me that track a while ago. Justin slid me that track. I'm on point with Justin. That's my man. We emailing each other every day like that. Vinny know that, so it's all good. I got it on the MP3 mixtape, MP3 promo, Twitter.com, mixtape, MP3 promo. It's live. It's popping. It's been in the arsenal already like 3 weeks now. So go keep tapping on and clicking. I need them clicks. You dig?
That's what it is. We got a caller from the 347. What's good?
Money L, poppin'.
Money L, what you think about that
Bossy
one?
Yeah.
Hey, what Vinny say?
One of y'all, Marcy. What up, baby?
What up, Vinny? Idol, Vinny. Vinny.
Vinny Idol live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Money L in the building. I'm going to see all of y'all anyway when I come up there. We checking y'all out anyway when we come up there.
Yo, Vinny, you got to come too. So I already, like, you know what I'm saying? This is already set. Everybody think of Vinny. Yo, Vinny, man. Cut in the photo shoot, Vinny.
I'll be there, man. I'll be there Saturday.
Yo, I got your Saturdays already. I don't know if you, I already got Stolen D, my man, Rice, because he blessed me with some joints. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yo, give Rikers my contact. I don't mean to do this on air. Give Rikers my contact, though. You know what I'm saying? I forgot. I lost it.
Nah, but I'm going to have him out there, too.
Okay, cool.
But I'm going to give it. I'll give it to him, though.
All right, that's what it is.
But, yo,
Rush Radio, we here. What's good?
Hey, this is Real Radio Online, man. You know,
yeah.
This ain't the first time cats connect online, man.
Exactly.
Cats connect on this joint, fam.
All
real.
The time.
You know,
like
we ain't playing games out here, man. We got this other joint, you know, he got another hot joint called Legal Money, you know what I'm saying? You know, even if you out there doing your thing, you know, sometimes you got to get that legal money, man. You got to get that legal money. Tell us about this joint for us, Vinny.
Yeah, this is by Styles. It's off the Green Ghost project that the album him and Green Lantern did. It's like three beats in one on this song right here. P went in on it. And this is fire. Just people pick up that Green Ghost project, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, support real rap. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Legal money, man. Go get that legal money.
Yeah. Y'all was being a little modest before. I'm getting a little aggravated, getting too old for you. Shit got to stop, man.
Hard as doubt, nigga. Undeniable, cocksucker. Nigga shooting up everything in the whole damn clip. What you know about heroin and cocaine flips? No. Robbing OGs to get cheese. Handguns, rifles, niggas with mad keys.
Nope.
Go floor and Colombian coke. You wanna try to say a rhyme with a gun in their throat? Alright then, I shoot them niggas up. Don't give a fuck if I like them. Electric blue Jaguar, bright white piping. My niggas run the underworld just like Lycan. I'm good with a sword like a ninja or Viking. A nigga die harder than Bruce. Slide by in the coupe. Get high, spit my life in the booth. It was cocaine smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film for stores, legal money now.
Illegal
still
now.
Keep a gun in case the evil come around.
Come
yeah, I send you to the devil, nigga. P don't fuck around. What?
Cocaine smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film for stores, legal money now.
The streets, that's what keeps me drunk.
Come from a place where everybody is ice cold. Cocaine smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film for stores, legal money now.
It's time to get over. Overabundance of cash.
You come from
you know
a place where everybody is ice cold. Cocaine, smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film stores. Legal money now.
I know I'm nice. If you don't know I'm nice, you fucking stupid.
Now the youngin' pull their masks down. Get their ratchets out. Do what they gotta do like ain't shit to ask about. Dead serious like ain't shit to laugh about. A small incident could turn into a murder one. Niggas don't seem to give a fuck who the victim is. They don't care what a check or a bishop is. See the desperation always lead to wickedness.
You know that.
See the turmoil, it can sit in your head like
in
a turmoil. Can't relax though. He's hungry and he's thirsty. Ask me how I know cause his lips so shabby, yo. He keep a bald head or afro. Can't afford a haircut. Niggas trying to hear what
that.
Get fucked down, aired out, sprayed up. You ain't dead, then I bet you get laid up. Appreciate the nighttime, these the last days, bruh.
Cocaine smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film stores, legal money now. Cocaine smoke, diesel money come from a place where everybody is ice cold.
Got a house, get a bigger house. Got a Benz, get a bigger Benz. You should watch how I get it in. See me stacking up my dividends. A lot of homes that I'm living in. Cars that I'm whipping in. I hit the clubs that my niggas in. But your stress cold. Still been my white team fitted in. No smoking. Are you joking? Listen, daddy. Granddaddy came from Oakland. Send the owner over. A grand patron and the corona over. Had his shit ringing like a Motorola. I just wanna come through rap. Get some yak. Hit the back and do my 1-2 step. My flip know the Ottawa like we the Sun Tzu set. I'm so slick when the rain shit. I won't get wet. Life good, wonder where we gon' go to next. Cause smoke got me cold for trying to hold my chest.
Cocaine smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film stores, legal money now.
Streets.
That's what keeps me dreaming.
Come from a place where everybody is ice cold. Cocaine, smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film stores. Legal money now.
Time to get an overabundance of cash.
Come from a place where everybody is ice cold. Cocaine, smoke, diesel money clown. Now it's rap film stores. Legal money now.
I know I'm nice. If you don't know I'm nice, you fucking stupid.
Yo, this Vance Beats from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, girl. Lush live in the building. Oh, and we turned all the way up, because you already know what he's doing, man. Ain't nobody doing it like we do. Shout out to our sponsors, Ohana Shop, Strictly Bump One, Diverse Media Group. And you already know, Lush Radio Online live in the building. And we got the one and only super producer, the man with the plan, Vinny Idol. What up, Vinny? What's good, fam?
Just here, you know, enjoying the music.
Hey, man, you definitely doing your thing, man. Vinny, with being in the industry in general, you know, all around, you know, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you ever had to deal with, being in the industry?
Wow. That's a good question. The hardest? I mean, it's really, I mean, just, you know, you just being thrown into the wolf pack, man. There's so many producers out there, you know. I mean, that's really just a tough one, like, just really getting on. You
mm-hmm.
gotta just weave so many dudes, man, because there's so many producers and rappers that is so crazy. So you could get lost. You can really get lost in the sauce, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's gotta grind. That's what it is. And what makes Vinny, you know, what is the flavor, you know, that you feel like you give the hip-hop industry, just the music in general? What is your flavor? Because everybody has their different flavor, you know. I know you're a multi-talented, you know, instrumentalist. You know, you play almost every instrument. But just, you know, tell us, you know, what aspect it is that you feel your flavor, your juice that you give to the music industry.
I'm just taking on the position of nobody wants, and that's just keeping this street thing going. Like, a lot of producers, they just sway and go really what's popping on the radio and industry-wise, but I just really stick to my craft, and I'm just, you know, manufacturing the street music. I make themes for murderers, drug dealers, all types, you know what I'm saying, pimps, pimpettes. I make the theme music for them and for the people that's out here struggling. Like, I just try to make my music for just reality people. Nobody that's caught in the matrix. You get what I'm saying? Or, you know, the ice and all the guap. I make it for everyday people, man. What's really going on out here? And it's rough out here, and it's tough. So I just keep it street. That's my forte. Like, I could really care too much. I mean, I might be sabotaging myself, but I could really care too much about, like, the R&B stuff and like that. Like, because this is what I'm good at. Like, I wouldn't go play football if I'm good at basketball. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk. I
just stick to my craft. You know, I don't want to be a clown, go play football, get my leg broken, then I can't go back to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, just a bug process. I just keep it. That's my flavor. I just keep, you know, to the game. Just keep the street going.
That's what it is. Ebony, you got a question for Vinny? Ebony, you there? Ebony, are you there? Have
you
mute?
Ebony's sleeping. She sleeps.
No, I don't sleep on interviews, sweetie. But I had it on mute because I'm doing multiple things. But what I wanted to know, I mean, people say that South P is like the most underrated lyricist and MC out there. So I want to know, how is it, you know, working with South P?
Working with P, that's really like just me in my basement doing beats. Working with P, I mean, the relationship we got, I mean, it's hard to really describe. Like, another dude would be like, oh, he's great. Like, but the relationship we have is like, I already done said he was great and the hardest out. It's like, just working with him is just total fun to me. You know what I'm saying? We light up, we just zone out, and he just goes in. And, you know, make magic. And he picked joints that I can hear him on, so I'm straight with P. So the process is all right, you know. And he is the hardest out, you know. Definitely.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru. Guru, question for Vinny?
Yeah, I'm going in on what he said about Styles P. I'm definitely co-signing that because those same tracks I was talking about, I was listening to and vibing, Home Away From Home, that hunger that I wanted, he's sticking to his craft, that part that he was just saying, meaning me and him got to take it to the next level and chop it up because that's the same shit that had me up to 2 and 3 in the morning with no laptop. I was in school. My laptop was at school. I had to buy my laptop, buy my computer when I got done with school. I was a young cat. But, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning when I had to get back to my schoolwork, you know, I was dying to get back to the computer to just start my shit up, you know. So this is the system that I was doing with this internet is, you know, this was no Twitter, no MySpace when I was in school, 2002. I was learning how to design websites, man. So I'm rocking with this, how we got to take it from them cats that already lost their jobs and no more record jobs. We them cats that's going to do it and take it over, man. You know I'm locked in with Justin. We got this, man. That's my final thoughts. You know, we got this. I got you, my nigga. I got you.
You already know.
All right. Justin, what up? Money Up, what up? Yeah, Marcy, what up? Marcy Project is definitely real. We will be there.
This, man.
Yeah, definitely will be there Saturday, man. Actually, I didn't even mention that. Shout out to that whole Marcy Project. That's a big thing that's going down there with GDK, you know what I'm saying? And my man, we just going in. Like, I was fucking with Gita for a minute, you know, way back. So it's good to see my nigga getting right back into it. But that project is definitely going to be hard right there.
Another question. The whole 50 mic situation, man. Just the 50 MCs, you know, the 50 MC situation. Tell everybody about that. What it consists of, and you know, where you came up with that whole situation.
I came up with the whole situation because Tony Touch, I did it at first, you know, so and it was very successful, and you know, it was a really big thing in hip hop at the time. So I just felt like we needed to get it back because the MCs is like everything is just kind of lost out here, like you know. So this is kind of like the We Are the World project I'm trying to do, but just to bring the real rap back and just get people back in touch with each other and just everybody could be on one project, you know, without no problems. And, you know, it's just a good thing. But then I'm doing the album. Now, the album is different. You know, it's like 50 MCs. It's a lot of dudes that's on that sign, whether they signed to underground label, to majors, it's all just 50 different MCs. And I'm doing all the production, 50 different beats on the whole thing. So, and the 50 MCs mixtape, that's just when I'm putting my stamp behind it, along with Styles. He's co-hosting it. And you just send me your hottest joint, you know what I'm saying? We're going to put it on it. We're trying to do it monthly. We're just going to see how the first one's going to go. But we just put your hottest song on the project. You know, we stamping it there. You're good to go. You're going to be on every website, everything you can imagine. You know, it's like $50 a slot. You know, and that's just to handle the business because everybody knows promotion is not free out here and people need to get paid. So nobody's trying to get rich off of it. It's just to handle what we got to do to make it look right.
And that's real talk. You make sure that, you know, once all that stuff is done, you know, let's say on I get that, you know, get that written over to us ASAP. You already know what it is.
You already know. We're definitely going to do a launch interview for that. Definitely.
Man, and definitely we need to do, you know what I'm saying, a little listening joint for that too, man. So definitely got, you know, get with Justin and you on that situation because that's going to be some hot stuff right there, man, for real, and get feedback
definitely
from the people, man.
Definitely. It's definitely going to be some hot stuff right there. It's going to be real crazy.
The other thing, the last two things I had to ask you, babe, was, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship and just business, you know, on Wednesdays. And, you know, could you tell us more about in regards to the aspect of just knowing your business and having your business together, you know, jumping in the industry no matter what facet it is, you know, just having your business together. Can you tell us, you know, the importance of that?
Oh, that's number one. Your business got to be straight. It's like you got to know your business. If you don't try to front like it. Ask, open your mouth, get help, read books, learn from other people's mistakes. So you definitely have to have your business down packed in the game. Because I know a couple of artists who was right there at the signing table, and their business wasn't right. Still to this day, they ain't got a deal again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you must have your business straight. You know, it's not really how hot you are. It's how you marketing yourself, how your business is running, your paperwork is straight. That's what it's about. So you must do that. That's like first and foremost, even before your music, when you're going, you know, shopping to these majors and trying to do different things. So please, people, get your business right, because nobody should be yelling about getting jerked in these times, because we done seen so many people get jerked that we should learn by their mistakes and know it's time to read for yourself. You know? Straight cheese.
Yeah, Vinny, I'm definitely proud of you. You know what I'm saying? I definitely salute you. You've been grinding out. You've definitely been doing some things. And your beats have definitely, you know, pushed a lot of up-and-coming artists, you know, out there just with your whole entire movement from the mixtapes and on. And, you know, we salute your hard work. We salute you on Lush Radio Online, man, for real.
Seriously. Thanks a lot, man.
You know, and real recognize, real, we respect you. And we hope this ain't the last time we had you on the show, man. We want to, you know, we want to be that home for you, man, for real.
Nah, let's do it. Anytime, whatever y'all need, just, you know, just pick up that phone. Don't hesitate.
You know, that's only if you're going to answer, Vinny. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely pick up the phone. You be locked in.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know, I got a gripe with you. You know, you got to follow me on Twitter, man. Following
make sure
you
on Twitter. Hit me.
You know, you need to follow me back, man, for real, seriously. Lush Radio Online. And the last thing is, Vinny, for these up-and-coming, for the youth out there, what kind of advice would, if they just want to just get in business, they want to aspire to be a producer, whatever it is, what kind of advice would you give these youth coming into the industry, just in general, just business?
Finish school. That's number one. Finish school. Get them degrees. This industry, this music industry ain't going nowhere. So do your schooling first before you really try to get fully into this game, because it takes kind of a minute. Nobody gets on overnight. So it takes a minute, and a lot of kids don't really understand that. They just think they're just going to walk in, I'm nice. Nah, I don't really go down like that. So in the business, man, finish your school first. And then get on grind, do what you got to do. You know, if you got to do internship, all of that really pans out and it works out. Now, as a producer, I mean, it's really the same process. You know, get your education straight and stay with the times, you know, stay with your new equipment if you can. What else can I say? You got your own sound, master it, and just stick to what you do. And that's it. Get a crew and just saturate them with beats. Or just get on somebody's nerves, always popping them at the session and tell you one, man. Eventually, it'll work out.
It is. So with the 50 MCs, are there any other things new that you're working on that we need to look out for? Anything, you know what I'm saying, that we need to look out for at all besides just the 50 MCs? Is there other projects also?
Yeah, I got the Penthouse Boys project. That's on BelieveDigital.com. I got Man, we working on the Lox album. Like I said before, we're doing a soundtrack to Peace Book. No security is in the stores. I submitted a lot, you know, to a lot of people. I'm just really waiting for the feedback. So, you know, it's just, you know, if you look out for, like I said, that Meth, Red, and Ghost project. Man, go cop that Blackout 2. I'm on that. It's a lot of things I could say, you know. Just support everything, man. Just keep up with me on Twitter, man. You'll see everything I'm doing. And
put that information out there. Everything that, you know, from the emails to everything. How can we get in contact with you and stuff like that? Put it out there for the people, Vinny.
Just hit me at TheRealVinnyIdol@gmail.com. And it's, you know, Twitter.com/VinnyIdol. You can find me on there. And that's, like, basically everything. I'm on those two every day. You can hit me right there. You got AIM, hit me on Idle Vent. I got all of that. So just contact me. I don't discriminate whether you just coming up, on already or not on. I work with everybody, so, you know.
That's what it is, man. You a real, real good dude, humble dude, Vinny, for real. We definitely respect you. We love you. We salute you, man. For real, keep doing what you do, man. Let this not be the last time. You know what I'm saying? Mikasa Sukasa, man. For real, Vinny.
Listen, the same here.
It is, man. I know you got to get back into the lab and do what you do best. You know what I'm saying? Give us that fire. You know, but
right.
But salute to my man, Justin, the whole squad. You already know what it is, man. For real.
Well, salute to y'all. Lush Radio. It's your boy, Vinny Idol. All day.
That's what it is. Vinny Idol, you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games. We had the world-famous Curtis Blow, the legend, live in the building, and we had super producer, the man with the plan, Vinny Idol, live on the show. Lush Radio Online, we don't just do it for us. We do it for the people. And I just want to let y'all know, man, we want to thank all of the callers, all the supporters, everybody that definitely holds us down. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And definitely archive this, blog this. Do what you do with it, man. Tell your mother, tell your friend. Lush Radio Online. We keep winning, man. I'm going to go ahead and play that legal tender since the fact that we had your man Vinny live on the line. Give you some more of that flavor because we love that dude, man. And we love you, man. These are the breaks. Pick them up, pick them up. Lush Radio Online, the people's voice. We out of here. Holla.
See, I was being a little modest before. I'm getting a little aggravated, getting too old for you. Shit got to stop, man.
Hard as doubt, nigga. Undeniable, cocksucker. Nigga shooting up everything in the whole damn clip. What you know about heroin and cocaine flips?
No.
Robbing OGs to get cheese. Handguns, rifles, niggas with mad keys.
Nope.
Go forward in Colombian coke. You wanna try to say a rhyme with a gun in their throat? Alright then, I shoot them niggas up. Don't give a fuck if I like them. Electric blue Jaguar, bright white piping. My niggas run the underworld just like Lycan. I'm good with a sword like a ninja or Viking. A nigga die harder than Bruce. Fly by.